So I found Coney Ely, and we were able to talk, and I did the bit that I think I've done twice now. That is, I think I debuted at the Super Bowl last year. It's Bad Analogy Guy, where you are performing a interview, a sports interview, and at the end of it, you always compare it to something or contrast it to something that really has no point.
Yeah.
In the first part of the question.
Yeah, it's like the Dido white flag video.
I'm sorry, what?
That's my point.
Yes. Yeah, it is. That's one that I could use, probably. So here is Coney Ely, and let's see how he handles Bad Analogy Guy.
All right, Coney Ely here. There's tons of history in this city. I don't know if you've ever been out here before at all.
Turn up,
is
Jeff.
Is there any time to check it out at all?
All I know is that B'nai Wickery and Jared Allen is from here. Well, you know, pretty much.
Yeah. But that's it? I mean, y'all don't have any time to do anything? Be like Liz Taylor with the trail mix?
Right now, no. Right now, it's all about this game, preparing for this game. We got plenty of time after this, and, you know, we just want to be focused and ready to go.
So the mindset is 100% on it? I mean, this is not like Pebbles and Bam Bam Visit the Flintstones or anything?
Same mindset that's got us to this point. Same mindset a few weeks ago when we played in the NFC Championship. You know, I can devote a few more days, whatever it takes to get this done. You know, I can devote because this is a great opportunity in all of us.
Yeah, it's singular. And the short term, I mean, you know what this means as far as winning the game. But in the long term, I mean, this could be your legacy, you know, like a Pop Timroy with no audience, nothing, ever.
Something that nobody could take from you.
See,
like a what?
Say, hey, my dad played.
No. I said, no. He talked over me, the son of a bitch.
He's done it several times.
I said it's like a popped hemorrhoid with no audience.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Play, and not just play, but won the Super Bowl. And that's what I want to accomplish. That's my own personal goal, and that's our team personal goal.
So what's worst-case scenario in a game like this? To be unprepared or to miss an assignment? You know, like Kenny Wayne Shepherd, like trying to unclog an American standard. What's the worst-case scenario?
To be overly confident and not have a confidence at all.
Which you're not.
And that speaks volumes because at the end of the day, if your optimal arousal is too low, then you're not going to go out there and have the focus and concentration and the confidence to do your job. And if it's too high, you're probably going to miss a play that can magnify the game. So you just got to be right in that middle.
That's a tough zone to be in, I bet.
I can quote that from Coach Pat Ivey from Missouri. I don't think he's at Missouri no more, but I can quote that from Pat Ivey. He's always taught me that.
Cool. So if you guys do win, is the bigger party going to be here in San Francisco or back home where you guys will probably party like a Nazi getting popped at Nuremberg?
I think we're going to party wherever we're going to be. So I'll just tell you. I know it's going to be a party when we get back, but we might turn it up here. So I don't know. We'll see.
Is there a closer bond that on this team that like now than even midway through the season? Or have y'all always been close, like Chinese Steve Perry and Mungo Jerry?
For the most part, we've always been close. But I think it's just more so of understanding what it takes to get to this position. And everybody buying in, everybody doing what they need to do, and that's their job. And understanding that the next man is accountable. And just understanding that. And everything else will take care of itself. You know, if we had a bunch of individual guys that said, oh, I'm going to do Luke Kuechly's job, or I'm going to do Charles Johnson or Jared Allen's job or Cam Newton's job, then this team would not function. And we wouldn't be in the same position that we are now. So,
what about kids? You got kids?
Definitely.
Are you going to recommend them play football, or is that like recommending diarrhea on the Judge Roy screen?
Football legally at this stage. But you know, I'm gonna recommend and I'm gonna push her to always reach her excellence in whatever she do, and I'm always gonna be behind her 110%.
All right, stop it.
That's a new one.
All right, what was the analogy that he talked over there?
Diarrhea on the Judge Roy scream.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I believe that's right. Diarrhea on the Judge
Roy
scream.
This team would not function, and we wouldn't be in the same position that we are now, so.
What about kids? You got kids?
Definitely.
Are you going to recommend them play football, or is that like recommending
sure
diarrhea on the Judge Roy screen?
Football legally at this stage, But you know, I'm gonna recommend and I'm gonna push her to always reach her excellence in whatever she do, and I'm always gonna be behind her 110%, and I'm gonna show her with my examples and not just saying.
No football.
Whatever she wants to do.
All right, Coney. Hey, good luck, man. Yeah, have fun.
There you go.
Well, how aggressive was that?
I know.
Excellentness.
There's no way that's a word.
What did he say?
Excellentness.
Excellentness.
Yeah.
After muffing the word a couple of times before.
Yeah. Well, it's always fun to work in Chinese Steve Perry and Mungo Jerry at the same time.
He was not paying a bit of attention.
See, he was, though. He heard the beginning.
No, he was not.
Okay, you listen to me whenever I say Liz Taylor.
I mean, y'all don't have any time to do anything? Be like Liz Taylor with the trail mix?
Right now, it's...
See, he did hear that.
All right, maybe he heard that, but then he realized that this was going to be some kind of joke.
No, he didn't.
Corby, he did. These guys have been so schooled to just stay on fleek. Don't react to it. Whatever they do, don't react to it.
Well, he did a good job.
He did a really good job. I liked how you invoked the name of noted neo-blues guitarist Kenny Wayne Shepherd. What?
All right. Boy. Oh, boy.
Good stuff, Corby.